T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Consider yourself a foodie by chance? Well, St. Louis apparently has plenty of them. A recent ranking in Yelp.com, which is a big national website, listed St. Louis as the number 2 food destination in America. This is how good our restaurants have gotten here. I also do some work for Higher Education Channel TV, HECmedia.org, and that's where I was able to take this look at food in St. Louis. How does an immigrant chef in South City get named a semifinalist for the James Beard Award, what many consider to be the Oscars of food? How does a suburban spot opened at least partially as therapy for its owners achieve the same feat and get listed as one of the reasons foodies should travel to St. Louis?
It's awesome. It's exciting.
And as a whole, how does our Middle America home suddenly find itself behind only San Francisco in a national list of best cities in America to eat?
There was no aha moment. It wasn't flipping a switch.
In fact, it was a process measured in decades. And the fact that behind many great restaurants, there is a great story.
A restaurant should be personal. You know, you're not launching a concept. When you launch a restaurant, it should be an extension of who you are.
And that's what Olive and Oak is. The Webster Groves hotspot has a homey, almost therapeutic feeling with hearts on the walls and family pictures. Olive and Oak is not a street corner. Olive represents Ollie Hinkle, owner Mark Hinkle's son. Oak is Oak Sortel, son of Hinkle's partner in the restaurant. Both children died as infants from congenital heart disease.
It means a lot for us to have the names just carried on and have a chance to share the story.
That story has become one of the area's most decorated eateries, based largely on concepts most agree have made St. Louis's food scene so successful in recent years.
Hospitality, I think, is the one thing. Whether, you know, and I think hospitality can come from the kitchen, it can come from, you know, your all your staff, everything. It's just a culture.
It's the feeling that people get when they walk in, and it starts from the back to the front. Everybody here is glad they're here, glad the people are here to see us, glad that they're enjoying what they're having.
That enjoyment put Olive and Oak front and center on Yelp's recognition of St. Louis within a month of the place's understated chef being named a James Beard semifinalist.
It was an easier one for me to handle, kind of, because it was all about St. Louis, and I love everything St. Louis. I love the attention for it. I love the interest in it, so that was great.
In South City, Lona Luo, owner of Lona's Little Eats, already had one of those nominations. This year's was her second, and a little easier because this year she knew what it was. She hasn't lived that one down yet.
Kind of a big joke to me. I don't even notice what's about it. Everybody kind of laughing a bit about me, so which is cool.
Being one of America's top chefs is a far cry from her origins in southwestern China.
I grew up in such a jungle place. Everybody thinking I just make a story, but I am grown up like no electricity, no TV, no phone, and we walking barefoot. Even we carry water, use a big bamboo, make a big hole and then carry it in a shoulder.
She would leave her village for the provincial capital, where she would meet her St. Louisan husband and bring a style of cooking she learned from her mother.
My secret, biggest secret is what I put in my heart on it. And also, I use all of the natural ingredients.
Ingredients that include spices she still imports from back home. That natural approach is something Feast Magazine's Kat Neville says has spread among St. Louis's best restaurants.
That is what Missouri has and what St. Louis has, is access to incredible farmers and cheesemakers and brewers and bakers and all of these people who really contribute to the overall culinary industry.
And another thing these places and others share is a more relaxed attitude about eating.
Taking some of the pretense out and just having fun and getting back to delicious food, delicious drinks, delightful service, pleasant atmosphere, that all counts. And so maybe we've learned what to focus on now.
You want a completely vegan, you can choose a vegan. You want a completely sugar-free, you can choose a sugar-free. You want a completely meat, you can choose a meat. I have no any controlling or help. I didn't tell you what to eat. That's yourself.
This isn't the first good press St. Louis has gotten. Gerard Kraft and Kevin Nashen have both won that coveted James Beard, putting more eyes on St. Louis food. But what is the engine to all this? Nearly everyone we asked said it's the diners who keep showing up.
We couldn't do what we're doing if people aren't coming and spending money and spending their time at our restaurants. So I think the interest in food has just kind of gone through the roof over the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Because without the consumer, none of this is possible. I mean, the only way that these restaurants stay open and that, you know, these breweries are able to function is because the consumer wants that product. And in St. Louis, people are incredibly adventurous diners, and they are very, very supportive of the culinary scene. They want to go out and taste what's new.
We work hard collaboratively, I guess, as a restaurant scene in St. Louis to prove that we are more than a flyover city.
And you can see the video version of that story at hecmedia.org. KMOX News Time, 5:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.